Congressional intelligence committees are looking into the CIA's questioning of terror suspects. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been reminded of some historical controversies over CIA methods.
At issue at the moment is the CIA's destruction of hundreds of hours of videotaped interrogations of two terrorism suspects and the extraordinary rendition grilling of others sent to countries like Egypt and Poland. But the agency is an old hand at unfriendly questioning, dating back to Cold War days. In 1963, the legendary counterintelligence chief, James Angleton, issued a secret handbook on interrogation methods. Aimed at defectors and double agents, it authorized techniques involving pain, debility, hypnosis, and drugs. It said that prior approval from headquarters should be obtained if bodily harm is to be inflicted or for medical, chemical, or electrical methods of coercion. The next item is marked deleted, leaving it to the imagination what horrors may there be described. Probably the most famous target of CIA interrogation was KGB Lieutenant Colonel Yuri Nisenko, who defected to the United States 10 weeks after the assassination of President Kennedy. Nisenko told the FBI that he had handled the KGB file on Lee Harvey Oswald during his stay in Russia. He said that the KGB had never used Oswald for any purpose because they regarded him as mentally unstable. Angleton didn't believe that. He believed that the coincidental defection was, well, too coincidental, and that Nisenko was a double agent sent to defect and mislead the United States about Soviet involvement in the assassination. For the next 3.5 years, Nisenko was held incommunicado in a variety of uncomfortable places, one of them an almost airless cell at the CIA facility at Camp Peary, Virginia. Nisenko was subjected to some of the methods outlined in the Angleton Manual, but he never broke. And eventually, with Angleton's power waning, Nisenko was released with a new name, a new identity, the standard treatment for a defector. An investigating commission headed by Vice President Nelson Rockefeller later determined that the Nisenko case was an example of gross mistreatment. It was on cases like this that the CIA honed its interrogation techniques long before 9/11. This is Daniel Shore.